Welcome. It's appropriate that our annual meeting falls on Line Worker Appreciation Day. I want to thank all the linemen for keeping our lights on. It was a fairly good year for them last year without any major incidences coming through with storms and so forth. Any of you that have traveled through Slayton recently realize we're putting up a new office building there attached to the warehouse that was there before. I toured it the other day. I think you're going to be excited to see the progress that has been made when we have an open house later this spring or early summer. It's a very nice facility, and I think the co-op can be proud of that. I will now call the 2025 annual meeting of Nobles Cooperative Electric to order. We have a proposed agenda, which was mailed out to all members. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda for 2025 annual meeting of Nobles Cooperative Electric.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Is there a second to that motion?
I will second that motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion to approve the agenda for the annual meeting? Hearing no discussion, the agenda will stand as printed. The annual meeting report was provided to the membership prior to the annual meeting, and that annual report constitutes the business and fiscal reports of this cooperative. We also need to approve the minutes from the April 15th, 2024 annual meeting. These were mailed out to the membership. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the April 15th, 2024 annual meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the April 15th, 2024 annual meeting.
Is there a second to the motion to approve the minutes?
I second that motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion to approve the minutes of the annual meeting of 2024 say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. The motion carries and the minutes of the 2024 annual meeting are approved. I'm going to turn the meeting over to the Board Secretary, Cindy Hokeness, for the establishment of a quorum for the meeting.
The cooperative's bylaws state that a quorum is established on a question submitted to a vote by mail when there are 50 or more mailed-in votes received on behalf of the cooperative. We have received more than 50 mailed ballots, and therefore a quorum has been established pursuant to Article 2, Section 7 of the bylaws. I'll turn the meeting back over to the meeting chair.
Thank you, Cindy. At this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Chad Festool, Nobles Cooperative Electric's attorney, for proof of the notice of annual meeting and the election results.
Notice of the annual meeting scheduled for April 14th, 2025 at 12 p.m. was published in the Murray County Wheel Herald and the Southwestern Peach for 1 week starting on March 10th, 2025, and the Worthington Daily Globe for 1 week starting on March 12th, 2025. Nobles Cooperative contracted with Dairyland Power Cooperative to mail the ballots for the annual meeting. Peter Scarborough, an employee of Dairyland Power Cooperative, mailed ballots to 5,263 members on March 20th, 2025 at their last known address as shown by the records of the cooperative. This is proven by a certificate of mailing signed by Peter Scarborough. The ballots were sent to the Pemberton Law Firm, and only ballots received on or before April 14, 2025 were counted. Any ballots received at the cooperative were not counted. Pemberton Law counted the ballots and have certified the results. Those who ran unopposed and were elected by acclamation were Cindy Hokeness, Director for District 5, and Ryan Vos, Nominator for District 2. I hereby certify the election results from the District 3 director election are as follows. Sarah Barber with 310 ballots and Gary Clark with 483 ballots. There were 10 spoiled ballots. The reasons for the spoiled ballots were as follows. Blank ballots and multiple votes on one ballot. Based on these results, Gary Clark is the director for District 3. I hereby certify the election results from District 1 Nominating Committee election are as follows. Steph Swan with 454 ballots, and Sheila Stevenhaler Holland with 325 ballots. There were 24 spoiled ballots. The reason for the spoiled ballots were as follows: blank ballots. Based on these results, Seth Swan is the nominating committee member from District 1. Tellers for the ballot counting were as follows: Tracy Sheppy, Julia Hychek, Sarah Hansen, and Mary Olson. There were also two ballots not counted as they were delivered to the wrong address. I will now turn the meeting back to our board chair.
Thank you, Chad. Prior to the meeting, members were invited to submit questions for the annual meeting via email or mail. We did not receive any questions, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move that we adjourn the annual meeting.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
I will.
All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.